Exclusive, Scott Pressler, Biden making it exceptionally easy to register new Republican voters. By Hannah Blow on March 9, 2022. America First grassroots activist Scott Pressler, who has devoted his energy to registering new voters across the nation, told Breitbart News that President Biden is making it exceptionally easy to register new Republican voters as every aspect of our lives are affected by Joe Biden's feckless and reckless agenda. It's been surprisingly easy, Pressler, who attended the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, said when asked about the voter registration front in the era of Biden's presidency. I hate to say it because I'm not happy with inflation or the crisis at the border or the war in Ukraine with Russia. But Joe Biden is making it exceptionally easy to register new Republican voters, he said. And I mean, look, we are right now at CPAC in Orlando, Florida. In a state that for the first time in history, there are more registered Republicans than Democrats, Pressler continued. Indeed, Florida Republicans surpassed that milestone last fall, as officials made the announcement in November, as Breitbart News reported at the time. As of October 31, Republicans were roughly 4,000 votes ahead of Democrats, 5,118,357 to 5,114,039 according to data from the Florida Division of Elections. A victory Ziegler said is largely because a majority of America just does not agree with the leftist base of the Democrat Party, especially following Republican Glenn Youngkin's victory in the Virginia governor's race, in which he largely campaigned against critical race theory, government overreach, and the leftist agenda. Ziegler noted how Democrats are helping the Republican Party by doubling down instead of re-strategizing how the party approaches hot-button issues. And to give you context, it was in 2012 that the Democrats had 500,000 more Democrats registered than Republican, Pressler added. So it shows you the importance of registering new voters and how the implications can affect elections. Like Governor Ron DeSantis, he continued, describing the primary issues he believes America First conservatives must prioritize moving forward. What are the issues that are most important here in our country? Number 1, election integrity to have safe and secure fair and free elections. Number 2, we want medical freedom that we, not the state, not the government, get to dictate how to run our lives. Number 3, parental choice in education. Number 4, securing that gosh darn border, and last, an internet bill of rights. Those are the issues that I want to see in America First Congress on day number 1 of the House and Senate in 2023, that they pass that legislation, he added.